Yeah, just your takeaways from that.
It was a fight, not a pretty one. I think there's a lot to learn about ourselves. It's, you score a really nice goal early, and how do you keep the same focus and discipline throughout the entire game is going to be the first lesson, I think.
What went wrong? You know, the two Spurs at the start of the second and third when they scored, and they're kind of having you in. Like, what went wrong there for you guys, do you think?
They definitely made adjustments, and we alluded to it yesterday. I think, like, tactically and the identity that they lean into for their team, completely opposite strategy than us. And I just think, you know, you're in a road game, things are chippy, and when our strategy broke down a little bit, theirs worked. And I think we got a little bit too in our heads about when it did, instead of really just dissecting what was important and not overthinking it. And I think we just got a little frustrated. A little too high and low for the first time that I've seen in a long time, to be quite frank. And I think that professionalism and ability to remove yourself from the emotion of the shift to shift, decision to decision, game to game, is going to have to get better.
Are you able to be specific? Because you obviously mentioned you know, Vermont's a very unique team, you know, yesterday. Like, what specifically do they do that's unique you haven't seen much?
They play a fast game. They want to play 200 feet.
Yeah.
They send a lot of pressure. They want to send one flying on their breakouts. They don't want it to be super structured, and they want it to be free, and they turn it into a track meet down the stretch, and it wasn't fun, that's for sure.
You know, you guys in the bottom, against the bottom six of Hockey East, you guys were undefeated before this. This is your first loss. One, I mean, they've been a lot of close games. Like, one, what makes this conference so challenging no matter who you're playing? And two, like, what do you think was kind of different today compared to the other games where you kind of pulled it out?
Yeah, I think goaltending, number one, will get you there. I mean, we have a great league, and I think just our game, the women's hockey, has grown so much that it's just, there's parity. And it does, I don't think it matters what conference you're in. And I think we've realized it as a group that every game's a game. Sometimes you need to lose to really realize it. We've snuck some wins out of games that we maybe shouldn't have. And it's never a bad thing to truly, truly just be able to say any team can win and be ready.
You said the professionalism kind of took a dip today. That's the first time I've heard that since Northeastern, right? Like, one, in the after the game in the locker room, was it your voice that was being heard, or was it, you know, the players talking to each other, kind of walking you through, like, what it was like in there?
Yeah, it's a hybrid for sure.
Yeah.
You know, we're in it together, but I think it's not a linear process. There's always going to be things that you need to grow from, and it's about realizing those moments that you need to hit the reset button and you need to look inward and you need to say, okay, where are we? Because if you don't have your foundation, then you can't keep getting better every game. So that's where we are.
Callie said yesterday that there have been some younger players that have kind of, you know, added to the leadership, you know, with, like, the leadership group. Like, who are some of those younger players that have really been vocal so far this year?
Yeah, I mean, all of them. I know that's a cliche answer, but that's a reality. If they want it to be their team, then it needs to be all of them that are leading and taking ownership. But, you know, when you reference younger players, our freshman class, I mean, the Kaylee Quiggs, the Reeds, the Healy's, obviously they're, you know, a little bit more mainstay in our lineup, but all of them up and down, and the transfers we brought in. It's been a big point of note, actually, that a lot of the returners has brought up.
Yeah. Why, I think you mentioned yesterday that you really liked Louisa, Alex Law, and Riley Walsh together. I'm just wondering why that was changed.
Yeah, you look at how you're going to manage your lines and how you're going to manage speed. I think we saw speed yesterday, and I think we just looked to try to create a combination where those in that top six, you kind of had that consistency from what we wanted. But yeah, we know we like that line. You can always go back, but I actually like that line, the adjustment we made today as well.
Yeah. Is it kind of a concerted effort from you to kind of, you know, be personal about changing it a lot? Like, do you want to be changing lines constantly, or do you want to have, like, consistency? Like, kind of just walking me through, like, how you kind of think through that.
There's truth to both, for
yeah.
sure. I mean, in a perfect world, yeah, you like to think you can close your eyes and you have your lineup and everyone knows it. But I also think that's just human nature. It's good for them to be able to, you know, respond. And the reality is you don't have your best game every day. And you get down to games like this where you pull your goalie and you need to put the players out that are playing. And there's so many moments you consolidate and shift just to get sparks. I think being able to manage it is really, really good and for them to be able to do, for sure.
Yeah, what went into the choice to start Mari today?
She's back. She's looking great in practice. And it was time. I'm sure you saw the excitement from our team to see her in net. We're really excited to have her back.
What are some of the challenges of a road trip like this? Obviously, it's one of the longer ones, and you guys are overnight as well.
Yeah, the timing of it, I think. Yeah. Obviously, we have some big games coming up in a short period of time. And we don't travel very much. So I think there's pros and cons to that. We get excited about it. We look forward to trips like this, spending time together in a bus trip. But it also is, when you don't do it all the time, I think just making sure that you're taking care of yourself too, all the little details that you maybe don't have to worry about in a normal weekend.
Yeah, you know, with only one practice until Tuesday, like, how are you planning to just kind of make sure that you guys are ready to go against Harvard?
Yeah, we've always had that plan in place, right, in the back of our minds. And we're going to lean on the players. We're going to lean on our leadership because we know that they're, you know, they've been doing a great job and what they need. But they know about the soft plans in place and where we have two, and we'll make our decision on how. And they know even on their off day, they're professionals and they're going to use their resources still and make sure they're ready to go.
Do you think that there was any level of just like kind of looking ahead to that all this series, or is that not something that you thought was present?
Haven't heard it. Okay. I can put it to you that way. I'm sure it's in the back of everyone's mind, but they were professional in that way in their approach. They seem present with their feet on the ground here. But I mean, obviously it's an exciting time of year, so it's always a great challenge to stay focused.